Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Ches. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Ches Omer Aleph, 9 lines from the top. The Gemara continues to discuss Mashiach. V'amar Abba, Ein Lecha Ketz Megula. There is no time and no situation that's more clear than what's spoken about in the pasuk that we're about to learn. The pasuk says, Shenemar, V'atem Hari Yisrael. Now you, the mountains of Klal Yisrael, Anfachem Titnu Uperachem Teitzul Ami Yisrael. The pasuk is saying that when the world will have fruit and economy in a wonderful way, that is a proof that Mashiach is here. Rabbi Elazar Omer Af Mizeh. From the following pasuk, can we learn the same lesson? Shenemar, klifnei hayom mahem, before the days that Mashiach will appear, schar adam loyniya, schar behema neno, loyotz loba in shalom and atzar. That in the time that Mashiach will come, it will be a time of difficulty. It will be a time from where there won't be what to have. And then after Mashiach comes, everything will clear up. Says, what exactly does the pasuk mean? Says, even when we speak about Talmid Chachamim, that when we speak and we think about Talmid Chachamim, the Torah uses the word Shalom, the Ksiv, Shalom Rav, Lahavis Arasayich. So when we think about Torah, Torah is Shalom, and amongst Talmid Chachamim at that time, ain't shalom. There won't be shalom. Neitzar, because they will suffer so much. And the simple pshat is there'll be so many tzaris, and when people are suffering, they can't concentrate always, unfortunately, on behaving the way Hashem would want us to behave. Another pshat that I saw is the tzar is the yetzahara. The yetzahara will be so strong in that time that it'll prevent shalom in the world. The Mashal explains that what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that under normal circumstances, Talmidei Chachamim marbim shalom ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim are those that bring shalom to the world. In that time, there will be such a problem that even the Talmidei Chachamim, who are those who normally would be the ones to bring shalom, they won't have the ability to bring shalom. Mivnei Tzar. Actually, call a sharm kulam Shalom, and what will happen is that everything will be cheap. That means the world will be in a world where everything, where there'll be a difficulty on money. There's two different pshatim, there are two different approaches to this Gemara, actually. Some explain that the way to look at the Gemara is that there'll be a good economy, and things will be cheap. And some say it'll be just the opposite, that they won't be the... And the Taras Chaim explains that what's pshat in this Gemara. He says what we find very often is that when there are two forces that oppose each other, as they're about to come to an end, each force strengthens itself to be able to give a last fight. And he gives the example that unfortunately you see many times when a person is about to pass away, the last time before he's about to pass away, many times do we see that he gets stronger because the life that's in that person is giving one more shot to try to be strong. He says, what Mashiach represents is a time of shalom. But what's going to happen is, at that last moment before Mashiach, the Yetzirah, who of course cannot accept that there should be shalom in the world, will do whatever it can, to prevent shalom. And again, the Maral takes a very similar approach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol wants us to appreciate what Mashiach will represent. What Mashiach will represent is a time of beautiful shalom in the world. So what's going to happen is, right before Mashiach comes, there's going to be a tremendous lack of shalom, so that when Mashiach ultimately comes and there'll be beautiful shalom in the world, we'll be able to appreciate that shalom. Amar b'chanina ein ben David ba, at she is vakish tag l'chayla, the time of Mashiach will be a time when they're going to need to buy fish for a person who's now well, for l'imotze, and they won't be able to find it. Shnema, oz ashkia meimeyem, v'narseyem kishem en oilich. There'll be that the waters of the world will be like oil. Obviously, fish cannot swim in oil. Because of Bayamahu Atzmach Karen Beis Yisrael, and then Mashiach comes. And the Yaakov explains, because the Gemara says, Dogun Ktanim, small fish, Mafrin Umarbin Kalgufa Shaladim, they have the ability to make a person stronger. And that's why the Gemara is using this fish as an example of what we need when Mashiach comes. The Ben Yoyada actually says that they did not typically give fish to a person who wasn't well. They typically gave beef or poultry. He says what the Gemara is saying is that it's out of the question that they won't be able to give poultry or beef because they won't have and they won't be able to afford that. But even fish, which is typically less expensive, what's going to happen is that they won't be able to even serve fish because there'll be such an issue with finances. Amar says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina im ben David ba, Mashiach cannot come achatachla malchus hazolim Yisrael until there won't be any strong any type of leadership in Klai Yisrael. Shenama v'kros hazolim b'mazmeres v'ksib asrei b'es ahu yuval shai l'ashem tzvokos am memushach u'memoret. There will be this weakness because of no leadership. He says Mashiach can't come until people who are arrogant disappear. Shenemar ki oz oser mikabech elizaga vasecha. At that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away from you those that are arrogant. And then the pasuk says, what type of individuals will we be left with? What we will be left with is am oni v'dal v'chos b'shem, people who are modest and people who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was unfortunately destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. What is Sinas Chinam a product of? So I saw that the Manastrishna Rebbe and the Sefer Lakute Yeshua explains that it's a product of Gaiva. A person who is arrogant only sees his strengths and he sees everyone else's weaknesses. What the Gemara is teaching us is that since Mashiach can't come until that disease of Gaiva is removed from us, and when we will be modest and try to appreciate each other, at that point, Mashiach can come. Says the Gemara. Amar of Simloi, Mashim Rav Elazar of Shimon. Ein ben David ba, Mashiach can't come. Al kashiftu kashiftim shiftim Yisrael. Until all the corrupt, there won't be. So one pshat that the Yad Ramah explains, it'll be a time of hefkeris. Judges, police, keep order. At that time, everybody's going to do just whatever they want. Another pshat is that it's going to be in a time where there's no rule. There's going to be anarchy amongst Klal Yisrael. So again, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Soloi, Mashim Rav Elazar of Shimon, Ein ben David ba, at sheyechlu kol shoftim v'shoftim Yisrael, shenema v'shiv yodi alayich, v'etzra kabos sigayich, v'shiv v'shofteich k'rishoina. When Mashiach comes, meher imenu, then things will straighten out again. Amarish Ula, and Yerushalayim niftis. Yerushalayim cannot be redeemed. Only when we will have the schus of elabit tztaka. Only when Klal Yisrael will have the schus of doing tztaka properly. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Tzion b'mishpat tipada v'shivaya b'tztaka. It goes without saying that we understand the power of tztaka. Amar Rapapa, Ibatlu Yehiri, if the arrogant people from Klal Yisrael are eliminated, Batla Amgushi, there were, as we've learned many times, that there were people who were Amgushi, are Balei Kishif, and who had a terrible influence. Those people cannot, those Balei Kishif cannot be eliminated unless arrogant people are eliminated. Ibatla Dayanim, if the corrupt judges stopped, then Batla Gezerfti, then the people, the world that does so much tzaris to Klal Yisrael will also be eliminated. So Rashi says it's referring to arrogant people. The in Masechet Shabbos, Rashi says Yehiri are people who dress in a way that is very uncoming for Jewish people. Because why does that happen? Why is that so terrible? So the Rashba explains, the Ritva explains, that when Klal Yisrael dresses in such a manner, it causes the Umas HaOlam to think, to be upset with us, to be jealous of us, and that causes tzaris. Another pshat that the Yad Ramah explains, that the Yehiri are people who are this, who are not genuine. They sort of portray themselves as if they're great people, but really they're not. So when the Gemara says, Batli Dayani, corrupt judges, so the Yad Ramah explains that it's speaking about the non-Jewish judges. But the Mashah explains that it's referring to Jews that even that give bribes. And that means that they're preventing honest judgments. Says the Gemara, Ibat Yehiri Batla Magushi Diksiv, Vetzer Kabah Sigayach Vasir Kaba Delayach. Sigayach is people who are arrogant. Ibatli Dayan Ibatli Gezofti Diksiv, Hasar Hashem Mishpatecha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remove the dishonest judges, then Pina Oveich, we won't have to be concerned about our enemies. Vam Rabbi Yochanan, Imri Isidar Shemesmat V'Hoylich. If you see a generation that they're losing the money, that they're not doing well financially, Chakeloi, that is a siman that Mashiach is coming. Shnema Ve'es Am Oni Toshia. And so the Mashiach explains, as we did, that the Gemara is speaking about that people, unfortunately, will not have the financial means that they need to live. The Aruch HaNer explains that it's speaking about not people who are financially weak, but rather what the Pasuk is speaking about, people who don't have the proper approach, that aren't acting as they're supposed to be when it comes to Ruchnius. And such individuals who are not acting the way they're supposed to act when it comes to Ruchnius, that is the big problem. Continues the Gemara. Amr Yechen, Imri Sadash Tsaras Rabbis Basel of Kenahar, if you see a generation that is suffering, that the tsaras don't stop, constantly there's more and more tsaras, chakeloi, that is a time to wait for Mashiach. Shnemar, Kiyava Kenah Tsar, Ruach Hashem, when there's going to be such a situation that the Rasha explains that there'll be constant tsaris, and when one problem ends, there'll be immediately another problem, then Uval Tzion Goyal. When Klal Yisrael unfortunately is suffering in such a terrible way, then we know Mashiach is already here. V'amar Rav Yochanan ben David Boer, Mashiach will not come. Mashiach will only come in a time where everybody is great or everybody is terrible. B'dash kula zakei, in a time where everybody is great, the ksiv v'amech kulam tzadikim loylam yesh aretz. That when amech kulam tzadikim, when all of us are tzadikim, then yesh aretz will have Mashiach will be able to go to Eretz Yisrael. B'dash kula chayiv. What does it mean? Adar. Says the Gemara, the Ksiv, V'yakein ish, HaKadosh Baruch will see that there's nobody available. V'yishtoimim, it'll be incredible. K'mafgia, we can't find anybody who will daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that point, when it's so terrible, the Ksiv, Lamani, Lamana, Esa, Kech Yochel, Kvoy Delach, Le'atein. I can no longer hold back from bringing Mashiach. The Rambam writes that we look at this Gemara, and the Gemara gives us so many different ways to know that this is the time Mashiach is coming. And how do we understand this Gemara? Says the Rambam that all of these are things that are very, very difficult to understand. We only have the ability to do what we can. The Mashah, along the same lines, says that there's a time where Mashiach is supposed to come no matter what, even if we're not worthy, as we're going to learn. But what the Gemara is saying is that if there are different situations that could cause that Mashiach can come. And that's why, as we're going to learn, the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem b'itoy b'chishena. On one hand, b'itoy is the time, there's a preordained time where Mashiach will come. Echishena means that it will come quicker than the time is if we do what we're deserving. Or, as we're learning in our Gemara, what we're learning in our Gemara is that there are different triggers that could bring Mashiach. The Night of Yehuda quotes the Arizal. He says, how do we understand this Gemara of Kula Zakei Kula Chayev? He says that the time Mashiach will come, the world will be divided between people who are excellent, don't have any trace of rishus, of evil in them, and there will be people who will be terrible without any trace of goodness in them. We'll have these two groups. He says, we go back to Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was created just with a Yetzer Tov in him, and when he was created, the Yetzer Hara was external to him. Then, what happened was, he did the Aveira of eating from the Eitz Hadas, and the Yetzer Hara became part of the human being. Says the Arizal, in the days that we are hoping for, when Mashiach will come, that Aveira that Adam Arishon did, the terrible Aveira of the Eitz Hadas, that Aveira will be completely eradicated. And we're going to come back to the way the world was when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, there was good, the person was completely Yetzer Tov, and there was a Yetzer Hara outside of him. That's the way the world will look like. The Night of Yehuda himself has a different pshat. He says that when we speak about Rishoyim, even Rishoyim sometimes do mitzvahs, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays them for their mitzvahs in this world. In the next world, he'll get punished. So he only has that schar for a limited time. He has that schar only as long as he is in this world. His punishment is much greater because he has the punishment in the next world, which there is no end to the next world. The tzaddik is just the opposite. He may, for the avarice that he did, suffer in this world, but in the next world, he'll have benefit, and the next world never ends. Says the Noda Behuda, that before Mashiach, the tzaddikim will be kulei zakai, because all of the avarice that they might have done will have been cleared away. And because they're all going to be cleared away, then they're going to be kulei zakai. The Rishoyim, on the other hand, will have gotten whatever they're supposed to get in this world, and therefore, at that point, they're going to be kulei chayiv. The Reb Pinchas Karitzer, in his Sefer, Emre Pinchas, explains, we say at the end of the Megillah, Shiveinu, Megillah's Eicha, we say the words Hashiveinu. One time it says, Hashem is saying, Hashiveinu, that it will be kulei zakai, and the other time, Hashiveinu, if we're not kulei zakai. The Kedushas Levi said one time in a drasha before Tekiah Shofar, he said he addressed Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, if you're going to wait for a time that Kulei Zakai Kulei Chayiv, that can't be possible. He says, because if you're going to wait for a time that even the terrible Rishoyim should do tshuva, that is completely unlikely. And if you are waiting for them to be kulei chayiv, said the Baditshever, I don't believe that there will ever be a Jew that is kulei chayiv. Even the worst Jew still does good things. And therefore, when will Mashiach come? The Gra explains that even a person who's unfortunately a Rasha is not comfortable about being a Rasha. Even when he does an Aveira, he's upset, he's embarrassed to do the Aveira. When Mashiach will come, he says, and that's the way the world looks, even people who are Rishoim aren't happy about doing Aveiras. Says the Gra, what the mark of Kulei Chayiv means is that when Mashiach comes, not only will there be people who will do Aveiras, but they're going to do Aveiras and won't be embarrassed about doing the Aveira. That's what is called Kulei Chayiv. I saw that the Bava Rebbe explains that the Pasuk says, Kamei Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I read on the floors, that when Mashiach is going to come, B'meheira B'yameinu, the entire coming of Mashiach is going to be very similar to the way it was when we went out of Mitzrayim. And we know the Pasuk says regarding our exit of Mitzrayim, V'lo yuchlo l'asmameya, they couldn't stay in Mitzrayim one more moment because where they were memtesh shari tuma. He says that's what the world will look like when Mashiach comes. When Mashiach comes, we're going to have Jews that are in the memtesh shari tuma. And because they're in the memtesh shari tuma, just like that's what the Kulei Chayiv means, just like then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take him out, so will be now. Another pshat that the Chiddush HaRim suggests, Kulei Zaki Kulei Chayiv, is people will think about themselves that they're Kulei Zakai. They're going to think that they're perfect. And a person, he says, who thinks that he's perfect, Kulei Chayiv, that is the individual who is really terrible. The Shinavarov says that Kulei Zakai Kulei Chayiv, similar to the pshat that we said till now, is Kulei Zakai. The way he behaves is if he's Kulei Zakai. When you look at that person, he looks at himself as a great, you look at him and he's a great person, but if you really look at who that person truly is Kulei Chayiv. Another pshat that I saw, just the opposite, that if everybody will look at themselves Kulei Chayiv, if people will look at themselves as if they are individuals who don't deserve Mashiach to come, they don't look at themselves as such great people, that is going to be the generation of Kulei Zakai. That's going to be the time when Mashiach will come. Daruch HaNes says, as long as there are people who could teach other people how Torah and could teach other people what is the way we're supposed to live, as long as we live in such a world, it says the Aruch HaNer, Mashiach, people who don't listen to them are considered amazed. Because you had people who were able to teach you what is the right thing to do, and you ignored those people. If you ignore those people, then you're amazed. However, when you'll have a time when there's nobody who could properly teach the people what is the right thing to do, when we come to a world that we don't have the proper leadership, so then we can't call them anymore Kulei Chayiv. We could only call them Kulei Chayiv in a time where people could have learned what is the right thing to do and they didn't learn. But in a time where we're missing people who could do that, that's when Mashiach will come. The Chofetz Chaim used to give a mashal. He says, if there's a person who's unfortunately not well, and he goes to the doctor, and the doctor comes up with a plan of what he could do to make him better, so there's hope for that patient. But if there's a patient, Rachmanu Litzlan, Lo'aleinu V'lo'aleichem, who is so sick that the doctor says there's nothing I could do for him, so the doctor doesn't even approach any procedure. He says it doesn't make a difference. He says, Kulei Zakai, when is a time where there's still hope for the people. Kulei Chayiv, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael is already at such a point that there's nothing we could do for them, then Mashiach will come. When another pshat is in a generation of Kulei Chayiv, when people will start realizing how low they are, That's when Mashiach will come. Rebbe Yoyah Dessler explains this point. He says, people by nature, he says, want to be good. And people by nature want to do the right thing. What happens is, there are things that get in the way that prevent us from being able to do what we're supposed to do. He says, as long as there's zakai, as long as there's that mixture, people aren't ready to do what's right. But when there's going to be a generation of kulei chayiv, when it's going to be a generation that people realize they've come to such a low level, they of their own will not want to continue on such a derech, on such a path. And that's when they're going to be open to do what's right. And they're going to turn from Dor Shekulei Chayiv into Dor Shekulei Zakai. They've hit such a low point, that's when they want to do what's right. And since at that point, they hit such a low point, and now they realize it's time to do what's right, then, and only then, will Mashiach come, b'mehera b'yameinu. Says the Gemara. Amar Alexandri, Rav Shuben Lavi Rami, as we said a few moments ago, Rav Shuben asked the following question. Ksiv, the pasuk says be'ita, which indicates that there's a specific time when Mashiach will come. The ksiv, on the other hand, the pasuk says achishana, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol will rush the time. So what is it? Says the Gemara Zachu, if Klai Yisrael do what they're supposed to do, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us achishana, I will rush the bringing of Mashiach. But if they're not, if they won't, then Bita, the Mashiach will only come at the time that was predestined the Mashiach will come. Amar Alexandri, Rami, Rishu Ben Levi asked the following question. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'aru emanani shemayim kvar inish asay. The Pasuk says the Mashiach will come quickly, just like the clouds come quickly. The Ksiv, on the other hand, the Pasuk says, Oni v'reichel chamar, Mashiach will be like a poor person on a donkey. Says the Gemara, Zachu, if Klal Yisrael will be worthy, then I'm Anani Shemaya, as we just explained, Mashiach will come very quickly. Lo Zachu, but if not, Kani Reichel chamar, Mashiach will be like an Oni on a donkey. The Mitzudas David says, when the Pasuk says, Lamani Eser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that at a certain point, Hashem says that the state of Klal Yisrael will cause such a terrible Chil Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see that there's no choice. The Bnei Tzatzuch explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a teva, that the world works in a certain way. But what HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has ultimate control over everything. And that's what he says. If we leave ourselves to nature, so Mashiach will come at the time that was so preordained. But if we realize the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we relate to that power, then Achishanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could come quicker. Din Yaakov explains that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to identify when Mashiach was coming, so when that time, which is close to when Mashiach is supposed to come, would come, people would no longer feel the need to do what's right. Because people will say Mashiach's coming anyway. And because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the world, that we should know when Mashiach comes. And we should always hope that we need to be the ones that bring Mashiach. And we need to be the ones to bring Mashiach will do what's right. And that's the tefillah that we say. V'yatzvach v'karnei v'karei Mashiachai. V'karv Mashiachai. We have the ability to bring Mashiach. So I saw the Chafetz Chaim asks a very obvious question. He says, we had such great tzaddikim that lived in previous generations. And those tzaddikim were not able to bring Mashiach. So what makes us believe that we, who certainly are not on the same level as those great tzaddikim, will be the ones to bring Mashiach? Explains the Chavetz Chaim that the way we're supposed to look at it is not that it completely only depends on us. It doesn't only completely depend on us. Rather, the way to understand is that Mashiach is going to come because of a combination of what happened in all the previous generations and all of the schusim of the tzaddikim of the previous generations will combine to bring Mashiach. The Radak says that, what does it mean when the Gemara says that Mashiach is going to come on a donkey? Mashiach can't afford, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol cannot give Mashiach a good car to come on? He says what the Gemara means to say is that Mashiach is going to teach us what is important and what is unimportant. And Mashiach is going to teach us that the Gashmius that we put so much concentration on is not important. For him, it's enough a donkey. Amalei Shvar Malka L'Shmuel. Amrisa Mashiach Al-Khamri Asi. You keep on teaching us that Mashiach is going to come on a donkey. Ishdalei Susaya B'Akadislei. So he says, I'm going to send him a great horse. Amalei Mi'islach Ka'chavi Gavni. He says, does a horse have many colors like the donkey of Mashiach that has so many colors? And the Mefarshim explained, what Mashiach will do is he'll be able to bring back all the different shades that exist in Klal Yisrael. And he says, is there anybody that you can't, your horse doesn't have that ability. The special donkey Mashiach will be the one that could bring that Achdus into Klal Yisrael. It says the one, Rishu ben Levi Ashkech El Eliyahu. Rishu ben Levi met Eliyahu to have a koya piska demarata that was standing at the opening of the cave of Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Amalei, and he asked him, Asina l'alma da'asi, will I come to Olam Haba? Amalei, im yartza adon hazeh. He said, if the person who's over here wants so. Amrei Shua ben Levi, he said, Shnaim risi, I saw two people here, Eliyahu HaNavi and Rav Shimon ben Yochai. However, he says, V'kol shloisha shamati, I heard three voices. Amalei, Amos asa Mashiach. So Rav Shua ben Levi continued asking Eliyahu HaNavi, Amos asa Mashiach, when will Mashiach come? Amalei zil shaila of the day. So he said, go ask Mashiach himself. Hechi Yosef. So he asked, where is Mashiach that I can be able to talk to him? So he says, Apischa deroimi. Mashiach sits at the gate of the of Rome. So Yad Ramah explains that this was the cave where Shimon ben Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar hid. And this is where they met. Why was he concerned about him being able to go to Olam Haba? He says that he died a very simple death. And he felt that if he didn't have Yisurim in this world, maybe that's an indication that he won't have the kapara that he needs to have Mashiach. So he said he's sitting at the gate of Rome. My simani. So he asked, how will I know who is Mashiach? So he says, Yosef ben Aniye, he sits amongst the poor people, soiva chaloyim, and he's suffering for kulan, and he continues to say all the other people that are not well, shariva asri b'chad zimna. When they have a womb, they open up their wound, they clean themselves, and then they put their band-aids back on. Iu, but Mashiach, shari chad v'asachad, takes it off one band-aid at a time. Why? Says the Gemara, because he's concerned, doma mabina, maybe the time for me to appear will come. V'loi akiv, I don't want to get delayed. Because he says, if I'm going to be taking off the band-aids back and forth, then what's going to happen is that when Mashiach comes, when I'm supposed to appear, I can't appear. So the Mefarshim explain, what does it mean? He says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will amit Hashem b'meher b'yameinu decide that this is the moment of Mashiach, that will be a very delicate moment. And that's a moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see that we're not doing what we're supposed to do and change his mind. And Mashiach is well aware of that. And because that he believes in that, because he's well aware of that, he wants to be able to appear immediately when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him permission and not lose that moment. The Ben Yoyada explains that Mashiach is showing his belief that he could appear any moment, that the Mashiach could appear any moment. How does he demonstrate that? He's saying, I need to be prepared for any second the Mashiach comes. He's waiting for any second the Mashiach comes. I can't afford to take off two bandages because that may delay Mashiach coming. So says the Gemara, Ozel Gabei. So Shimon Levi went over to Mashiach, Amalei Shamalecha Rabbi Meiri, and from here the Mefarshim say that we learned the halacha is that when somebody, the Yaakov makes this point, that when somebody meets his Rebbe, he has to greet him with the greatest respect. Amalei, to which Mashiach said to him, Shamalechem Balavoy, because his name was Rabbi Shimon Levi. Amalei, Le'emus Osimar. So he asked him, when will you appear? Amalei, Hayoim. Mashiach, he said, today. Oslagab Elio. So now Rabbi Shimon Levi comes to Eliyahu HaNavi, Amalei, and Eliyahu HaNavi asks him, what was your conversation? My Amalach, what did Mashiach say to you? Amalei, Shamalech Bar Levei. Amalei, Aftach Lach Levei Almadasi. If he greeted you in such a way, that's a proof that you and your father will be in Olam Haba. Amalei, Shakura Kam Shakabe. So now Rabbi Shimon Levi says to Eliyahu HaNavi, he lied. Domali, he said, Hayom Asina, that I'm going to appear today. And unfortunately, Veloyasa, we know he didn't come that day. Amalei, so what Eliyahu said, what Mashiach meant to say to you is, Hach Amalei, Hayom in Bekoil Sashmo. If we today do what Hashem wants us to do, then Mashiach will come. Says Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, the Gemara describes Mashiach as the person that is suffering. He says, from here we see who can be Mashiach. What is the sign that an individual can be Mashiach? Somebody who suffers. Somebody who suffers for Klal Yisrael is the one that can be Mashiach. The Baal Shem says that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, because yoyim v'yoyim, bas kol yoytz ma'achayiv. There's a baskar that comes out of HaKayiv and says, Shuva Bonim Shovavim. So he says that this baskar comes out with an announcement that we need to do tshuva. Asked the Baal Shem, did anybody ever hear that baskar? So he asks, what's the purpose of a baskar that we don't hear? Answers the Baal Shem, that when we think about that baskar, the way we think about that baskar is that the basco we do hear. We may not hear it in the way that we normally hear things, but our neshamas hear it. Hayoim, the day in Bekoil Sashmo, the day that we hear that basco, not only do we hear that basco, but that basco influences our lives, that will be the day that Mashiach comes. Shal Tamidim Sav Yosef Ben Kisva, Emerson Ben David Ba, they asked him when Mashiach will come. Amma, Mashiach Reni, I'm concerned. Shematavakshim many ois. You may want me to prove what I say. Amrloi, so they said to him, Einanam avakshim chaois. We won't ask for that. Amalem, lechashipo hashar azeh. When this gate, which means the strength of Rome, will fall, vibana, and will be rebuilt, vihipal. And then fall again, vibana, vihipal, and then a third time, vemaspeakin, levnoisoi, and then they won't have an opportunity to build it a third time, Achben David Ba, until Mashiach appears. Amalei, so the Talmidim said to him, Rabbeinu, tell on the wise, prove what you just said. Amalehem, so he said, like Kacha Matam Li, didn't you agree, Shein Atam Vakshem Menu Ois, that you weren't asked for that? Amalei, Afrikain. He says, you're right, we agreed, but please. Amalehem, Imkach, Yehapach Meimar Pamayis Ladam, that all of the water of that river should turn into blood, and that would happen in Epikdom. Says the Gemara B'Shas Peterosai, as Rabbi Yosef ben Pisma was about to leave the world, Amalehem, he said to his Talmidim, Hamikuli es Aroini, dig my grave deep in the ground. Because he says, before Mashiach comes, there's going to be Mechemes Goyeg Magog. And at the time of Mechemes Goyeg Magog, Eil Kol Deka V'Deka Shebekot Bavo, there won't be a tree in Bavel, she'ain susha pesayim nikshaba, that these powerful horses will be on top. Then l'cha kol arm v'arim shebet yisrael, she'ain sus madei oichel beit tevin. Therefore, he says, I want to be dug deep in the ground, then nobody should be able to, that I should not suffer, my body should not suffer when Mashiach comes. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Ein Ben David Bo, Mashiach will not come. Asher Tispashet Malchus Arisha Al Yisrael Tisha Kadoshim. That for 9 months, the terrible countries, the terrible nations will prevail over Klai Yisrael. Shenemar, L'chein Yitnem Eis Yolda Yolada. It'll be like that until the time that it takes to be born, which is pregnancy is 9 months. V'yasa Ochav Yeshuvah B'nai Yisrael. And then afterwards we will come back. Amula Yesei. He davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yesei, the Mashiach should come, but I shouldn't see it because of the terrible tsoros that will exist at the time that it comes. The Kain Amar Rava Yesei, Mashiach should come, v'loy achmenu. Riyosa Yesei, Mashiach comes, v'esa betula the kufsa the chamrei. And I hope we spoke about the donkey on which Mashiach will come. I want to sit in the shade of the donkey. And I saw what the Tver Shlaim explains. Yesev Leichmeni. His question is obvious. He says, how could we say that we don't want to see Mashiach? So he says, when a person thinks of Mashiach, he thinks of Mashiach in one of two ways. He thinks of Mashiach as a time of tremendous peace and prosperity. And he also thinks of Mashiach in times of terrible, of tremendous ruchnius. So he says, Yesei, Mashiach should come, v'loy achmeni. I will not be able I don't want to see the gashmius of Mashiach. I want to see that the ruchnius of Mashiach. I saw that the Klausberg Rebbe said that who survived the Holocaust, said, Yesei, they recognize that the Mashiach, that was all towards the bringing of Mashiach. He says, but the sorrows that Klai Yisrael felt in those times was so terrible. I should not be able to see it. Another shot that I saw is that Yesev Leichminu, that they won't be able at that time, that there was a wealthy person that married off his daughter to another wealthy person. And what happened was that they were the two grandfathers who were already elderly. So they went to take a rest between the chuppah and the meal. He says, there was a poor person who saw these people going out and they said that, well, we should also do that and we'll come back later. So they said to each other, there's a very big difference. Whenever these grandparents will come back to the room, they'll be taken care of, they'll be served. If we'll miss the time that the meal is served, nobody's going to think about us when we come back later. He says the tzaddikim aren't concerned that what's going to be if they're not in the room, so to speak, when Mashiach comes. Hashem will certainly remember to be mechayim meisim, those individuals. But we have to be alive at that time that we should be able to be zoicha to see Mashiach. So again, the Gemara says they didn't want to see when Mashiach is coming. So says the Gemara, Amalei Baile Rava, my Tama. Why were they so concerned about that? Ilei Mashim Chavlei Mashim Mashiach, because there's going to be terrible times before Mashiach comes. Vatanya, Shal Tamid Vasir Belaza, Ma Yasa Adam, Yenatsu Mechavlei Mashim Mashiach. What could a person do to avoid those problems? Yask B'tayr B'gmilas Chassadim. You have to learn Torah, but I saw the Mepharshim all point out that Yasaik, it's not just that one should learn perfunctory. He has to learn Torah, be involved in Torah, and do Gemilas Chassadim. Mar, he said to him, HaTorah v'Gemilas Chassadim. You're a person that does both. Amalei, he says, yes, I am a person that does both, but Shem Yigram Achet, I don't know if I have any Averis. So I saw that there was somebody came to ask Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Talmud Chacham who sat and learned, and he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what should he do? Should he take off from his time to do chesed? So he says, no, you should learn Torah all the time. So he asked him, our Gemara says that in order to be zeichet to Mashiach, you have to do Torah and Gemilas Chesed. So he said, the biggest Gemilas Chesed that you could do is learn Torah. What does that mean? So one pshat, I think, what he meant was to say that by you learning Torah, you bring this chusim to this world. And by you learning Torah and bringing this chusim to the world, that's how Mashiach will come. Another pshat, which I think Reb Chaim said explicitly, he says that if you learn Torah and teach Torah, so that will be the biggest chesed that you could do. And as Chavetz Chaim used to say, Yasek is not just enough to do it. Yasek means that you have to do it with Mesiris Nefesh. If a person is willing to do and give up everything in his life for Mashiach, for doing what's right, he will be the person that will see Mashiach. Kid Rabbi Yaakov Idi. Rabbi Yaakov Idi Rami. Ksiv, the Pasuk says, about Yaakov Avinu, that Hashem says, Hinei Anochi Imach, V'shemartich B'chol Asher Teilech. The Ksiv, on the other hand, the Pasuk says, V'yiru Yaakov Moed, that Yaakov was very frightened. V'yetzaloi, why was he worried? Shemus Ari Shema Yigra Mechait. And as the Medrash explains, Yaakov Avinu was concerned that his brother Esav excelled in the mitzvah of Kibbutz Av Ve'Em, which he did not have. Kiritanya, the Pasuk says in the Shira, Adyava Amcha Hashem Zubir Rishoina, refers to the first time Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Adyava Am Zukanisa Biyishniya, the second time when by Beis HaMikdashani. Emma Ma'ata, Ruim Ma Yisrael Laslam Neis Biyishniya Kabir Rishoina, we should have been able to enter Eretz Yisrael the second time, the same way as we entered the first time, but what? Why did that not happen? Shagar Machait. The Kenamar Rabbi Yochanan. Yesei, he davened, Mashiach should come v'leyach mina. Amal Yishlok Shmai Tama, Ilay Mashim Diksiv. Are you going to say regarding the people who are going to greet Mashiach? Keshiyonos Ishma Bnei Ari, or Pega Adoiv. As somebody runs away from a lion and gets met by a bear, or Ba Abayis V'samach Yodai Al-Kir, and then when he comes home, when Nashcha Nachash, he gets bitten by a snake. So he says, I could show you such a world. When a person goes out to work, or Pagabai Snatter, he meets the person who's in charge of the boundaries of the field. So, and he starts to question what are his properties. So that is Dami Kamosha Pagabari. It's like he met a lion. Nichnas Leir, and then he comes into the city. Pagabai Gabi, he meets the tax collector. Dama Kamisha Pagadoiv, it's like he's met by a bear. Nichlas the Besoy, and he comes home, and he sees his children who don't have what to eat. Dama Kamisha Nashonachish, it's like he was bitten by a snake. So we have that already. And people unfortunately suffer. El Shindik Siv Shalonaru, Emyola at Zachar, if a man had a child, Madur Risiko Geva Yodav Chalotsov, why do I see people with their hands on the hips? Kiledu, says the one, what's pshat in the pasuk? Mike Rizk al Gever, Omer Rav Yitzchak Amarav, Misha Kol Gvura Shaloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has all of the strength, will suffer before Mashiach comes. Omai v'nepchu kaponim l'irokim, Omer Rav Yochanan, v'mal yishamala v'mal yishamata, all of the malachim, v'shar shama HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alol ma'asi yodai, v'lol ma'asi yodam, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the Klai Yisrael and the Akum, he says, how could I punish the Akum when Klai Yisrael are not necessarily acting better? Amra Papa Hanadami Inchi, Rot V'Nafal Torah, when the axe is running and it can't get up to plow the field, V'Azul V'Shadalei Susu Ba'aryeh, the owner takes the horse instead. At a certain point, the Mashiach has to come to pick us up. The horse is Mashiach that will pick us up after we fell. Amar Rav Gidl, Amar Rav Asidni Yisrael Da'ach L'Shnei Mashiach. Klai Yisrael will have the schus of the beauty of a great hashpah in the time of Mashiach. Amar Yosef, Pshita Klai Yisrael will benefit. Elaman Achlilu, who else should be? Chiluk Bilka Chalalei, those are the names of Shadim. Says the Gemara Lefukudir of Hillel, Dama Ein Mashiach Yisrael. He says Mashiach will not appear. Lefik Shukvah Achlu B'Mei Chizkiyo. We already had Mashiach in the time of Chizkiyo. This, of course, is a very complicated the Gemara, that to say that Mashiach won't come. Rather, the way Mefarshim explained what he meant to say is that Mashiach will come directly by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All of the procedures that we've been discussing won't happen. Mashiach will just appear immediately. Amar Rav, by every Alma, the world was not created, El David, B'schus David, who said Shiras and Sheshbachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmuel Amar L'Moshe, the world was created because of Moshe Rabbeinu who brought the Torah, and Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the world was created L'Mashiach, that we should see Mashiach. Nashmai, says, what is the name of Mashiach? The Beir Rashayla Amar, Shila Shmai, Shanama Aki Yav Shilai. The Beir Rabbi Yane Amar, Yinan Shmai, Shanama Yihi Shmai La'olam, Lefei Shemesh, Yinan Shmai. The Beir Rabbi Hananya Amri, Chanina Shmai, Shanama Asher Etan Lechem Chanina. Yesh Aymrim, Menachem ben Chizki Shemai, Shanama Kirochik Mena Menachem Meshiv Nefshi. Rabbana Amri, Chivri Debei Rav Shemai, he is the Mitzayra that is found in the home of Rav. Shanamar, Ochein Chalinu Hu Nasa, he suffers for us, Umachavenu Kesavlam, he absorbs the pain. V'nachnu Cheshavnu Naguam Maka L'kim Amuna. We look at this person as a sick person, but he's really just suffering on our behalf. Amar Rav Nachman, Im Men Chayahu, if Mashiach is from those that are alive currently, Kigoy Ano, Mashiach will be somebody like me. Shnem V'yadurenem Menu, Mashal Mekarev Yetzei. He says that Rav Nachman was a son-in-law of the Reish Galusa, and therefore he was a person of much authority. Mashiach will be a person of authority. Amar Rav, Im Men Chayahu, if he's from the people that are alive, Kigoy Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who Rabbeinu HaKadosh we know was a great tzaddik and chassid and suffered. Vimei sayuhu, kigoyin Daniel Ishchamudas. Amri Yehuda Marav, Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahamed Lehem David Acher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appoint another king whose name is David. Shnemer Avivdus Hashem Alakeyem, Vestavin Malkim Hashakim Lehem. Hikim Loi Nemer. We're not going back to the original David HaMelech. Elohim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to appoint a new king. Amalei HaPapal Abayi Vaksiv, Vedavid Navdi Nosulem Loilem. That David HaMelech will be their king again. Says the Gemara, the way the world will look will be Kigon Kesar Upalgi Kesar. Just like we have a president and a vice president, there's going to be a new David, the Melech HaMashiach, and David HaMelech is going to be like his scan, his assistant.